Are you guys participating in, I think it's ECOG or it's an intergroup study looking at FOLFOX plus or minus Bev and rectal cancer?
We are not.
I guess this woman probably wouldn't be eligible anyhow since she had Bev. What do you think about that study?
I think in terms of adjuvant therapies, the whole issue around Bev is it antiangiogenic or is it anti-VEGF therapy? Because the tumor cells may have some VEGF on them or VEGF receptors, and so it may actually directly help augment cytotoxicity beyond its antiangiogenic effect. I don't have any prediction what bevacizumab is going to do as part of adjuvant therapy. I think it'll be great if it adds to therapy without adding toxicity. I think there are going to be a few people who have either a perforation or something happened to them. But I think it is a question that needs to be asked. We still need to do better in adjuvant therapy. Where I make a difference as a medical oncologist is far more in the delivery of adjuvant therapy than it is in the setting of metastatic disease.
And it's interesting, you're talking about this woman and wanting to get better therapy and, you know, patients in general looking for things beyond the standard. And it's just amazing how quickly the NSABP accrued to their adjuvant BEV study. They got something like 2,600 patients accrued in 2 years, closed.
I think that's right. And the quote-unquote average patient is becoming far more informed and far more sophisticated and understanding that enrollment in clinical trials is going to be an important thing, if only to get access to novel drugs that they may not otherwise have access to through their physicians. And so I think there's a growing interest in being enrolled. Most of my patients, their primary concern is whether they're going to get a placebo or not. Everybody wants active therapy. But again, these are difficult issues, particularly when the drugs are commercially available. The physician says, well, if you don't randomize to this arm, maybe I can get it for you anyway. So it's hard. And in the case of bevacizumab, I really think in the adjuvant setting that that really is not something I personally would be comfortable doing outside of a clinical trial.
And what we're seeing in our patterns of care studies, both in clinical investigators as well as oncologists in practice, is exactly that. There's not that much Bev being given an adjuvant off study.